You want to let it rip?
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, and I'll help you carry on, for I know that it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Why'd you get cut?
Like I said, I don't think, because the show, I really do think the show is looking for someone that's kind of a diamond in the rough. They want somebody who looks like they haven't really figured out their style yet, and who has a voice that they think could be worked for with a coach, so that when they're on the show and they make it far, they could say, look at what we did to this person, and take credit for their success because they hadn't had time to do it themselves. So I really think that's what it boils down to. Now, not blasting the show, I mean, that's the entertainment business, but I definitely think that the show is a little bit more commercial now than it used to be, and they definitely work in different ways than trying to find somebody who could really be the next American Idol, and more ways to get ratings.
I mean, I would say that American Idol's probably been about as commercial as it can get from the beginning, probably.
Well, no, actually, the first season was the most real season of them all, because they actually picked people who could be, all of them on the first season could have been huge, and Kelly Clarkson obviously became huge, and then after that it kind of dwindled, and they keep saying the people got better, but I don't think they did. I think the people got worse and worse and worse. Carrie Underwood's pretty as close to Kelly Clarkson as you can get, but I'd like to see her get a little bit more stage presence, and I think they might be working with her on that, because they did, Simon pointed it out a few times, and so did Paula, and so did Randy, so they're probably working on it with her, and I wish her the best, because she's actually the best one since Kelly, so.